are the shakings that have come upon America and the world from 9/11 to COVID-19, all part of an ancient mystery, a prophecy, a warning of what is still to come? From New York Times bestselling author Jonathan Cahn comes an explosive and mind-blowing motion picture, The Harbingers of Things to Come, the one movie you can't afford not to see. In theaters May 12th. Tickets available at fathomevents.com.
Well, this is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. I'm John Matarazzo, and I have a very special guest with me in studio today, Mr. Ken Peckett.
Thank you.
He actually has some very unique viewpoints of this brand new film that is coming out that is going to be released Thursday, May 12th, with a special showing again on May 19th with Jonathan Cahn, The Harbingers of Things to Come. We here at Charisma Media are very excited about this great book series really being kind of brought to life on the big screen. And the reason that Ken Peckett is with me today is because he actually had the opportunity to be involved with the filming of this and actually working with Jonathan Cahn. So as a way to kind of let everybody know about this film, I wanted to bring Ken in to talk about that. So Ken, welcome to the Charisma News Podcast.
Thanks, John. It's an honor to be here. And as you said, getting the opportunity to film with Jonathan Cahn was just such an honor,
right,
and a special occasion.
Now, this is not the first film that Jonathan has done, and they've turned his books into something visual. But this is the first time that it's actually a film. It's on big screen. It's not just a whole lot of green screen animation and cutaways. You guys went to these specific locations that were described in these amazing, amazing Harbinger books. How did, just tell me about, like, where did the idea come from that, hey, we need to turn this into something bigger than what we've ever done before?
Right. As you said, with the Harbinger and the Mystery of the Shemitah, we did do green screen studio-based explanations of the content. However, 2 years ago, when we were publishing Harbinger 2, the team were talking, and we just felt like Jonathan is such a powerful speaker that we needed his take on the book in a different way. We approached Rabbi 2 years ago, and as is usual with Rabbi Cahn, it takes him a little while to agree with us or to decide to participate.
Sure.
But he did, and in the middle of COVID, we felt it was an opportunity for us. So we asked him to sit down, and again, as is normal with Jonathan, he wrote the script in every single word himself.
Wow.
And we agreed to put it together. So,
yeah. So how, first off, before we get into some of the things that happened on set, what makes this different than what we've done before?
It's the locations. It's the opportunity to see everything in place. For those of you who have read his prior books, you know he has characters in there, such as Nouriel, the prophet, who will come and explain things to people during his different books. Well, if you've never been there, you don't quite understand the impact.
Yeah.
So this was an opportunity to expand the content, expand your understanding of what is being said by going on site,
right,
going to all those locations, making it more real for people.
Because these are real locations. I mean, The Harbinger is, what would you classify it? It's not fiction, but it's prophetic narrative, I think is what I've described it as.
Yeah, it's narrative nonfiction.
Right.
Because, you know, I'll be honest with you. The first time I was given The Harbinger by Steve Strang prior to release many years ago, before I actually worked for Charisma, I was confused.
Okay.
Because there's a line between what is real and what is fiction. Because he uses a fictional narrative to explain the biblical truths that apply to our nation today.
So it's almost like a parable.
Correct.
Throughout the whole book.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So for a literalist like myself, working out what was real and wasn't was sometimes difficult.
Sure.
So that is Jonathan's style that he uses to explain things. You know, and if you understand Jewish-Israeli history, that is, you know, a rabbinical teaching method.
Yeah, absolutely.
So therefore, as Jesus did, mm-hmm. he is using that same way.
Very cool. So tell me about the filming of this, because you guys went on locations, and some of these, I love that you've said since then that you're going to have to vet some of these things a little bit
Correct.
More. Tell us about why that's something that you've made in
yeah.
command.
For the previous book, Harbinger 2,
right.
Jonathan selected locations without having visited them.
Okay.
So probably the most interesting mm-hmm. was Thatcher Island. Jonathan had seen Thatcher Island on Google Maps mm-hmm. during his research. He'd mm-hmm. seen online pictures of it. So when we came to film, we were like, let's go to Thatcher Island. Well, you then discover Thatcher Island is only open 5 months of the year. There is a boat that goes 2 days a week if you use the charter standard
mm-hmm.
boats.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that didn't work for what we were needing to do.
Oh, goodness.
So we ended up having to rent a boat, pick it up in Gloucester, Massachusetts on a foggy morning, Tuesday morning, I believe, go an hour in this boat in the fog, transfer with all of our equipment to a small rowboat.
Okay.
Go across to a slippery algae-covered ramp
mm-hmm.
that we then had to climb off the boat and try not to slide back into the water.
Right.
Of Massachusetts Bay
yeah.
to get up there. It was interesting. And on top of that, it was mating season, and
oh.
the birds were laying eggs.
Okay.
And it's a bird sanctuary.
Oh.
So the birds were, as you can imagine, a little bit protective.
Sure. And not too happy that you guys were there, for
Correct.
Sure.
Correct. So a lot of our time during filming, mine especially, was spent wielding a big stick to uh-huh. the side of the cameraman and Jonathan.
Yeah.
To keep the birds at bay so they weren't attacked while filming.
Yeah. You wrote an article in our recent issue of Charisma magazine, and I like how in your bio at the end it says, Ken Peckett is the controller and executive vice president of operations for Charisma Media and resident Englishman. While filming this documentary, he added bird scare, demoniac
yep.
facer,
yep.
electric, eccentric lady defender, and
yep.
crew laborer to his resume.
Correct.
I read this article a couple times. Tell me about the demoniac one, too, because that's... Yeah.
The first day we were filming, we were on the shores of the Hudson River looking over Manhattan
uh-huh.
in New Jersey. And as we were leaving, there was this little man who was, one assumes, homeless, hanging around and muttering. And we were just sitting, eating lunch, actually, before we left. And we were just wondering what was going on. Slowly, he came closer and closer. And as he did, he said things like, you are sent to destroy me.
Oh, wow.
He said, I have the power. I have removed the shoes of angels and will destroy them.
That's so creepy.
Yeah. As you can imagine, you know, Jonathan and I are looking at each other
mm-hmm.
and working out how to address this. And I will add, our crew...
Mm-hmm.
were not Christians, to my knowledge. So we had some interesting discussions around that.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And of course, a large part of my role while filming was to support Jonathan,
mm-hmm.
to protect Jonathan.
Exactly.
You know, and make sure. So the whole time I had to stay between Jonathan and this person
right.
to just act as the buffer for him, which also leads to the Times Square incident.
Uh-huh.
There is a well-known lady in Times Square
yes.
who wears a bikini and plays a guitar.
So I've heard of the Naked Cowboy, but that's
well,
I didn't know
this
was
is a female
version okay.
I guess. And yes, as we were filming, she came up and was trying to get on camera
uh-huh.
and talk to us. And
oh goodness,
yes. So again, I was being the defender, the protector, and. Trying to keep it away from Jonathan.
Well, I really appreciate that. And, you know, as somebody that's worked behind the scenes in a lot of TV production myself, I know what has to go into keeping the talent and keeping the person who's the host or whatever it is, keeping them focused on what they're supposed to do. That
right.
requires us to really do everything we can to make sure that they have no idea outside of what's going
Correct.
On, the troubles
you know,
and all that stuff.
It's carrying the umbrella when it's raining.
Exactly.
It's making sure
exactly.
there's lunch. It's...
Yeah.
We were on a boat filming in front of the Statue of Liberty, and it was keeping all of the equipment still. Mm-hmm. So Jonathan's standing, the boat's rocking, the cameraman's filming, the teleprompter lady's holding her teleprompter, and I'm the guy on the floor of the boat holding onto the tripods to stop them from rocking and moving and falling wow. away. You know?
Yeah.
So when you see those peats, I'm down below the camera there.
All right.
That's my moment of fame, yeah.
That's great. So have you seen the entire film?
Absolutely.
Yeah. What is your takeaway from that?
The takeaway is we as a nation
yeah.
have to make choices. As a nation, we have chosen to allow Satan greater reign. You know, we have moved away from the biblical principles. And ultimately, we will follow the path that Israel followed in history.
Yeah.
If we do not choose to repent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you go back through history, you see Israel was warned. Sometimes they turned, mm-hmm. sometimes they didn't. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it was short periods of time that they were in the wilderness or they were in a certain place, and sometimes it was hundreds of years. Mm-hmm. They went into bondage.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So ultimately, that's the message that comes out.
Right. Now, I had the opportunity to see a preview version of it, so it wasn't completed. And the things that I saw, it was really amazing. And Jonathan reveals some things that has not been revealed in the books.
Correct.
So there is very special material in here right. and very special revelations, I guess,
yes.
things that he uncovers that people have like speculated for years.
Right.
But he really leans into that. And we're not going to talk about what those things are.
That's you have to show up.
You
May
have
the
to
12th,
show up.
May the 19th.
Yes.
You know, go to fathomevents.com to find out where it is near you.
Yeah. And we as the Charisma staff are all excited about going
Absolutely.
Together. That's going to be a good time. And there's also a big reveal that's going to happen at the end of this is that I'll let you kind of describe what that
Correct.
Is.
Correct. Well, for those of you who know Jonathan, we have a new book coming this September, releasing on September the 6th. And the first time you can discover the title of that book and see the cover is at about 8:33
mm-hmm.
local time in your local movie theater at yeah. the end of the airing of the show.
Right.
So if you want to know first, show up. And not just that, you will be given a QR code and a web link to be the first to have some great offers on pre-ordering that book.
That's wonderful. You know, I work here at Charisma, and I don't even know the name or what the cover looks like of this new book. And I had the opportunity to talk with Jonathan, and he gave me a little bit of a taste of what this is. But it's going to be very powerful. I can't wait to see the name revealed and the book cover as well, because the team here does a great job.
And,
so.
You know, I was honored mm-hmm. to be one of the few that Jonathan explained it to
yeah.
a while back. And Jonathan is always dramatic,
yeah.
but I will say this really is his most explosive book yet.
Right.
What he says in it takes what he has been saying and introduces us to new revelations based upon where we as a nation and we as individuals stand today.
Yeah, so this is not just, it's not going to be just a rehashing of what's already been out there. It is going deep, it is going further, it is going faster.
Correct.
And we're expecting things to happen with this.
Correct. You know, yeah. And I will also say we have the manuscript.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
80% of the manuscript.
Uh-huh.
Again, Jonathan always even leaves us hanging till the last minute to receive the book.
Yep.
But yes.
But it will be there, we promise.
It will
we
be
promise.
There. Yep. It's all there. Everything is scheduled. And even with supply chain issues in the market, we are ready to print this book, and
That's
it will
good.
Be on the shelves in your usual locations. So for those of you who don't pre-order, but it will be in Walmart, it will mm-hmm. be in Target, it will be in all of those locations, you would expect to find it.
And it'll be on our website too.
And of course it'll be on our website.
Yes. That's
and
good.
Other places.
That's good. So fathomevents.com for tickets. That is May 12th.
Correct.
I believe the normal showings are at 7. I know one of the theaters around here has added a second showing that night for 7:30.
And multiple have around the country.
Yeah, that's
and,
wonderful.
Yeah, and you may find yours is sold out.
You're right.
If so, maybe call the theater.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have the liberty to add screens
yeah.
if they have the demand for it. So, you know, give them a shout, see if they'll open up another screen if they're sold out for you.
Yes.
And on top of it, if you're in an area which is too far away, we do have a way to see it in a church or another area.
Okay.
And I'm sitting here thinking, I don't know exactly where to go to find out where that is. We're actually just looking at it right now to see it's in the middle of the article. But
so is it the faithconnectednetwork.com?
Yes.
All right.
If you go there, you can then sign up to have it at your church, or if you're overseas, you can have it locally there as well.
Oh, good. So Faith Connect Network, if you want to host an event at your church because you can't get to the theater.
Correct.
And we'll make ways for that to happen through that link. But if you can get to the theater, May 12th at 7 o'clock, 7:30, depending on what your location is, go to fathomevents.com. Then also on the following week, you can either see it again, bring a friend with you, or just tell everybody that you can see the Harbingers of Things to Come on the 19th.
Right.
At same thing, fathomevents.com, and you'll be able to take a friend, tell everybody about it. And we want to hear what your Harbinger wow moments are. Please let us know what has impacted you when you've seen this film.
Yep. We're excited. We believe God is going to use this message, as he has in the past with Jonathan, to bring our country to a new place.
Amen.
That ultimately is our goal. So.
Amen. Well, Ken Peckett, thank you so much for taking some time to let us go behind the scenes about this movie, Harbingers of Things to Come, with Jonathan Cahn. We're looking forward to seeing it. I'm sure your names will be in the credits at some point for some of these things.
Actually not.
No?
The only credit is Jonathan Cahn and any content we pay for. And cameramen, directors, producers. Now, if you look, I will give you a little teaser.
Uh-huh.
And it'll be interesting to see if anybody works it out. I do have a cameo appearance of about 2 seconds.
Okay.
At some point in the movie.
We'll have to keep our eyes peeled for that, people that know what you look like. But
yeah.
Definitely, I would recommend everybody get the recent issue of the Charisma magazine, because Ken wrote a great article, and there's great pictures in that where you can see some of this behind-the-scenes footage that you won't even see in the film. So get the magazine, go to see the film, and check out the Harbingers of Things to Come.
Thank you. Thank you, John. We appreciate it, and we look forward to what God's going to do.
Amen. Well, thank you for listening to Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network.